I want you to tell me. I want you to tell me. Why would it be unfair? Why would it be unfair for them? Why would it be unfair for those students to blame the teacher?
The question is irrelevant. Answer the question. Why the question is irrelevant?
Because they have no free will.
The reason you're not answering. I told you this is an analogy. I didn't even factor in God here. I told you it's an analogy which only includes the teacher. And the whole reason is an analogy is for you to understand that this blame game you guys are putting on God is unfair. Okay? Shall I tell you why? Because you do not know the reason and you don't even believe in God to know the reason. So what I'm saying is
but within the paradigm, he says he's all knowing. So it is his fault.
But I never said he was an all knowing.
No.
I never said that. I said God knows the result, but you don't know.
But then he's all knowing.
For you to even determine
and,
that I'm going to fail.
Wait. Not only does he know the result, he knows what's going to happen.
Let me ask you this. Do you know in what state you're going to die? In what state you're going to die? As a Muslim or non-Muslim? You know, there were many born-again Christians that I know in this park. I've been coming here for a while, as you guys know. Many born-again Christians in this park, they were telling me, I will never ever become a Muslim. Guess what? Those born-again Christians today are teaching Islam. Because they don't know what's going to happen in the future. Neither do you know.
But Allah knows.
Yes. And what is the point?
The point is, if he knows, you can't have free will. It's a contradiction.
Okay, did anyone force you to live your life on yourself?
It's predetermined.
The way you want. The way you want.
I'm entirely forced because I have no free will.
Answer the question.
Is anyone forcing you guys to speak to me now?
We are entirely forced by cause and effect.
Are you going to answer the question? Is anyone forcing
you? No, not one person.
Is anyone forcing you to speak to me right now?
Because you're loading the question with a person.
No, it's not a loading.
It is, you're saying
it's a very simple question.
The answer is no, but that implies I have free will, which I don't.
No.
If no one is forcing you.
If something is predetermined and there's a punishment.
If no one is forcing you.
It can't be free will.
If no one is forcing you, then you cannot say someone has snatched away your free will.
Something is predetermined.
There you go. You know, you guys are contradicting yourself.
No, you are.
You guys are contradicting yourself because you do not understand. Understand that this free will, which is actually a gift to every human being, regardless of whether they're good or evil, is something that we should have gratitude for. Because the angels haven't been given this free will.
The angels who
live their entire life maybe prostrating and praying to God, they haven't been given this free will, which human beings have been given regardless of whether they're good or evil. So take this free will, take this free will, and make the most of it. Do not question Allah what He's going to do to you now, when you have the chance to do it, and obey Him.
Before you were born, did Allah know what you were going to do?
Allah knows everything.
There you go.
So he knew what you were going
to
do.
Allah knows everything, but do you know?
Before you were born.
Do you know?
Of course I know.
Good. If you don't know, wait a minute. If you don't know, why do you think negatively that you're going to have hell?
I didn't say that.
Should you not work for going to paradise?
It's predetermined.
Yeah, but you don't know that. What is predetermined? How do you know you're going to paradise or hell? How do you know?
No, Allah knows you're going to go to red.
No, but how do you know that?
Because it says in the Quran.
No, because everything is allowed.
No, you don't understand my question. My question is not whether Allah is predetermined. My question is, how do you know what is predetermined for you?
Isn't it predetermined in your
Do these guys not understand simple English? I don't mean to be condescending. It's a very simple
question. I couldn't miss it.
It's a paradox.
Listen to the question again. Did you know that you were going to come to the park here? Did you know you were going to come to the park here?
No, but
good. So you made the intention to come to the park on a Sunday. Yes? You knew that. Did someone force you to do that? Good. So is that by your free will or without your free will? What's the problem?
Okay, 10 years ago, he made
the
deal.
The
problem is that simple test I gave you. You can't answer.
But there's no punishment element.
Very simple. X and Y.
I get answered that already.
You didn't.
But there's no punishment.
You made a
promise. Allah knows I will choose X, therefore I cannot choose
but
Y.
But do you know what you were going to win?
Doesn't matter why I know.
No, it does. Shall I tell you why?
The paradox is not about me, it's about Allah.
Did somebody force you to choose X?
It's a loaded question.
Not a loaded question. Very simple question. You have two choices. You have two choices to choose X and Y. You have two choices. Did anybody force you to choose either X or Y?
Yes.
Who?
The environment.
What environment?
The cause and effect.
What environment? There's only
everything.
The environment was it was hidden from
right
you.
Back.
And you didn't know which thing. You didn't know which hand was X, but you didn't know which hand was Y. Did anyone force you to pick any one of the hands?
Actually, it's infinite regression, man. It goes right.
No, it's nothing with infinite regression. Come on.
It is.
That's completely a false equivalence here.
No,
what I'm saying is that if no one forced you,
yeah, but you're bringing in this.
It's a paradox for you, actually, but it's not a paradox for me.
No,
it's very simple for me. For me, it was a clear choice.
Is there a punishment?
You don't have a choice because Allah knows the answer.
Is there a punishment?
There's no choice.
I've already made this very clear that Allah has made the consequence of not obeying Him clear, and Allah has made the The reward, let me finish. Allah has made the reward and the punishment both very clear for obedience and disobedience to Allah. This is clear. So it's not something that you have been given a test which is unfair to you.
Actually, can we just ask you another question?
Let me finish this question. It's not unfair test. The test is very clear. You have been given a choice in this life to either disobey or obey Allah. You have been given a guidance. You haven't been sent to this earth unguided. You have been given a guidance. And this guidance is for you, for your free will, for your own self to either choose to obey or disobey. If anyone tells you that you have been forced to disobey or forced to obey, then you go to ask your own conscience.
We know the religious
paradigm. Who is this forcing me?
We know the religious
paradigm. Who's forcing me? No, it's not. You don't. For you, as far as you're concerned, all this matter doesn't even mean anything.
That's correct.
Yes. So why are you worried about it?
Because it's a paradox.
Well, it's a paradox. What
for paradox? You, it's a paradox.
Well, even if it's a paradox, what are you worried about? You're just a matter.
Do you accept
for you? It's just matter.
Hashim, do you accept it's predetermined?
Everything is predetermined.
Everything's
predetermined.
Therefore, we have no free will. That's the definition. That's the definition of free will. It's not predetermined.
I've responded to this many times.
You can't have it both ways, brother.
I've responded to this many times.
Can I use an example? I have a baby.
He gave an example of choosing X or Y.
Okay, let's say I have a baby.
If he didn't know which hand was X and Y, and no one forced him to choose, that as far as you're concerned, no one forced you, right?
You keep saying.
You see, he won't answer that. He will say that is a loaded question because he knows that goes against his
no,
analogy.
No, it doesn't.
It does. No one
there is force.
You.
Thank you. But how it's not a force? Person. Oh, he says one.
How is it force? Show me.
You just have to ponder.
What's the effect?
You just have to ponder over every decision you make. There's a precursor to it. So there's a reason why you came to hell.
Well, I'm asking you, how was it force? Let's define force. Force means to coerce someone into doing something against their will. Do you agree with that definition? Coercion. Okay, so when he was asked to choose between X and Y, was there any coercion? As far as he's concerned, was there any coercion?
Yeah, I mean, it's you have to look at the history that leads up to that decision. I mean,
what history?
If you take something simple as the shirt you're wearing, the decision you made, or the food you like, there are reasons why you like it. It's because of the environment you were brought up in. There's a reason why you're Muslim.
You misunderstood my question. When I define coercion to you, you agree with the definition that you're not forced into doing something that is against your will.
There can be no coercion if there is so predetermined.
If it is someone, for example, if this shirt
Absolutely.
I was to wear by my own will, no one forced me to do it, can I say that I wore it out of my own volition? I think you guys really have to define what coercion is.
But Hashim, you accept predetermination and you claim
you have to explain to me what is force.
Whatever you do.
The punishment of eternal hell.
No, forget that. What is force? What is force in the actions that you carry out in this world? Okay, so did you have a choice for the t-shirt you're wearing today?
No, not really.
So in your wardrobe, that was the only t-shirt?
No, not really about it, brother.
Wait, is that the only t-shirt in your wardrobe?
No, there's a bunch.
So you didn't have choice to wear another
clothes? No, you stopped your thinking right there.
Stop? Okay, and then?
Right there.
And then what?
I just stopped. There's a bunch of reasons why I chose this color. I mean, it doesn't show sweat.
Well, the question wasn't why you chose that color.
You got to let me finish. Yeah. 20 seconds.
The question was, did someone force you?
No, but he's not accepting that if it's
who was that?
It's not a food. It's a paradox.
It's a bunch of causes that leads up to your decision.
Answer the question.
What I'm saying is,
who or what was it?
Every choice you make, there's a reason for it. There's a cause for it. The more you ponder over it, there's no choice.
I'm not asking for every reason, just for your t-shirt. Can you please answer a simple question?
Okay.
Just focus on your t-shirt. Okay, just focus on your t-shirt. That's it. Nothing else.
One, it was in my wardrobe. Number two, it was a colour that doesn't show sweat. Number three, it's one that was clean. Right. I mean, I have 5 or 6 t-shirts, none of these colours.
How does that answer my question if it was forced?
I've just answered.
Do you remember the question I asked?
I've just answered.
What was my question?
If it's forced.
Okay. Based on your wait. Based on the answer you just gave me, how was it forced?
Because I can't find. If I use a white t-shirt, I wish I sweat on my shirt, for example.
Okay.
So
you only have choice of white and red.
Right.
Yeah, but you're bringing discretion.
No, you see,
you see
what you have done there.
Muslim cannot have free will.
You know what you have done there.
That's the point.
You have, in order to limit your answer, you have chosen only white and green. Whereas I can tell you for a fact that I'm sure you've got more colors in your world.
I have a course of darkest.
So there you are. You see, if you cannot even be sincere in your answers to a simple question, then I don't think we can carry out this conversation. What you're saying is that if you guys are saying that I've been forced, then you've got to tell me, show me how you've been forced.
And I said, he's got free will, but you have none.
No, no, how is he called a free will?
Because, and if he doesn't believe in it,
he doesn't even believe in God.
If he doesn't believe
for
in
him, for him, be, the
nothing,
meaning,
nothing
wait,
been
for him, free will,
and there's no punishment.
I don't
for
even have any choice
that?
In that.
No. For him,
it's already decided
wait, for him,
whether you're going to go to
you
hell
and I, and him as well, are meaningless of our existence. That is his point of view.
That's
correct. I'm wrong.
That's correct.
Yes? So do not answer on behalf of other people if you don't know their,
no, I'm saying
from
atheist,
their point of view.
An atheist could say he has free will.
Look, every atheist
some do.
Cannot.
Don't
wrong.
Put every atheist in one box. Do you realize that Buddhists are atheists? They don't believe in God. But they're spiritual unlike him. Okay? So for them, they have a purpose. They believe in reincarnation and so on. They believe in life after death. These atheists might not. Not every atheist
right,
is the
I
same.
I said an atheist can argue for free will.
But yeah, but when you say an atheist,
right,
you
all,
need to define
not all atheists.
A Muslim cannot argue
right,
for free
which
will.
Which atheist? Is that a naturalist?
No, I'm saying if they wanted to, they could argue.
Is it materialist, naturalist, nihilist?
No,
which
I'm
atheist?
Saying that they can argue.
Not, but the fundamental belief that you have, which I find crazy,
yeah.
As do everybody else, I think, apart from Muslims, is that you're saying that predeterminism does not violate the principle of free will. That's what you're saying, which is utterly ludicrous. It's by definition.
Shall I tell you why not? Because if you knew the result of this predetermination,
not me.
Can I finish? Look, if you know the result of that predetermination, then you would have a valid point. However, because you don't know what the result of that predetermination is, all you have the option to do in this world is that you go about your daily life. Not being coerced, let me finish, not being coerced, but to obey Allah and His Messenger. If you do that, then you have the promise of paradise. If you this promise of paradise is such that Allah says in the Quran that He doesn't go back on His promise.
Good.
No, wait a minute. Once you obey and not disobey Allah and His Messenger, then on the Day of Judgment, you can ask the question to Allah that why did you make a promise to me? That if I do X, Y, and Z, I'll be promised paradise, but now I realize that I haven't. If that is the case, that is. If that is the case, that means you have been promised something and you're not being delivered that particular promise, then you would have a case on the Day of Judgment. But as far as you're concerned, as far as I'm concerned, as far as he's concerned, no one is forcing any of us to do anything. Whether you call it a delusion
nobody's
or not.
Nobody's arguing about the delusion
would
of free will.
Is matter a delusion for you?
Sorry, it's what?
Is this matter a delusion?
No, the matter's not a delusion, but the free will is a...
Is your existence a delusion?
No.
Does your existence have a meaning?
No.
Then why are you worried?
Honestly,
why is he worried?
It's not about worried, it's about the fact that you have
let's
a contradiction.
Say, let's say I read the Quran.
Absolutely 100% contradiction.
And I read the Quran, I read the Hadith, and I reject it. Will I be punished?
Are you doing that by your own choice?
Let me finish. You don't have one.
No, I'm
predetermined.
Okay, let's say...
You're doing it again.
Yes.
Every time putting words in his mouth.
No.
Let him answer by himself. He's a grown man. He's quite capable of answering
by himself.
I read it,
I reject it. He doesn't have any free will.
If you read it by your own choice, then you know the... What is the... What is the consequence that is mentioned in the Quran?
Eternal damnation.
You have answered your own question.
I'm going to be punished, and yet it's free will.
No, you're going to be punished. You said it. You're doing it by your own choice.
You
just said it yourself.
Wait.
He just said it himself that I'm doing it by my own choice. If you're doing something by your own choice, then you should be ready for the consequences.
Do you believe you've got a choice?
Okay, good. Why do you not have a choice? Tell me. Who's forcing you to do anything in this world?
Because no one's proved free will.
Who's forcing you?
It's all been predetermined according to
that's not the question. The question is who's forcing you? If you think it is not free will, I'm asking you why is it not free will when you don't even know the result of predetermination. Okay, maybe it's been predetermined that you both are going to paradise. Then have you got a complaint?
A complaint about what? We're not arguing about paradise, we're arguing about free will denies determinism.
But I just asked him, was it by your choice? He said yes.
Yeah, he misspoke.
Okay, I'll let you both carry out your
the delusion is strong.
Yeah, I think the delusion for you, my friend, that your life is meaningless, you've got to worry more about that.
No, but the point we're making is basically it's impossible to have predetermination and punishment and then say to the person who got
for you to just keep saying predetermination when you don't even know the outcome of that predetermination. It's quite... To be frank with you, you're worried about something that you don't even know has happened to you so far.
It's already been decided.
You have a choice. Look, you have a choice, like you said. I, by my own choice, are going to reject the Quran. Okay? That was your choice, was it not? Answer.
I'm not going to misspeak.
Oh, now you're going to go by this gentleman's terms.
No, because I
come on, have free choice to answer at least without him telling you what you should think. It's not a trick question, it's a very simple question. Are you being forced to do things in your life?
Yes.
Punishment. Yes. And still say someone's got
you don't know the the answer to the question. You don't know
unless
the result.
Unless you can demonstrate free will scientifically, which you cannot.
Well, first and foremost, when you're trying to use scientific method to know God, I think you're using the wrong tool.
We're okay with that, but your God's all-knowing, and it's predetermined.
Why are you discussing?
Why
are you discussing things of metaphysics and expecting scientific method to find that out? Don't you think that is the most?
You track yourself.
Don't you think that is the worst thing you
your
can
book
do?
Tracks
by using
yourself. You
by using the
to
wrong tool.
You agree
to understand things
Hashim,
of the
you're
metaphysics.
You're just not going anywhere because you agreed. What? You agreed to predeterminism. Therefore, you yourself deny free will. Therefore, you cannot agree to punishment.
And you're not answering my question for a reason because it goes against your thesis.
No, because your question is meaningless.
No, it is not meaningless. Did people force you to say things what you just said?
It's not
said
about
now?
People forcing me, it's about Allah being all-knowing.
Okay, did Allah force you?
He knew what you were going to do before you
did
were born.
Did Allah force you to just
he
say
knew
those
what
words?
What you were going to do before you were born?
Okay, I'll answer the question. Let me answer the question.
Go on.
It doesn't matter whether the entity that is all-knowing forces me. It matters that the entity knows what I will do.
Just answer the question. Have you been forced just now to say that?
Yes.
You have been forced?
Yes.
Okay, define force.
Gravity, everything around, all the forces.
No, not that kind of force.
Forcing it's the same force.
No, the force.
No, it's the same force, bro.
Oh, so you're saying the way you speak has got something to do with gravity.
And all the other forces.
Answer the question.
All the forces.
The way you speak.
All the forces.
The way you speak.
Yes,
the way you,
everything.
By
all
the way,
the
do you believe consciousness exists?
Yes.
Yes? Yes. Is that based on gravity?
Why are you picking one force?
You said everything. Answer.
All forces.
Is your consciousness determined by the gravity?
Not by gravity, but all
thank
forces.
Thank you. I respect
all,
it.
Now you're
so what
walking away now.
What is that? All forces.
All look, forces. Look,
what
you're
I meant
choosing
by,
one force.
What I meant by force
it is
it's not the physical force. It's not the physical force in that sense. It's a force for you. Your own volition. Yes.
No, he's talking about volition.
Your consciousness.
Free will and
your consciousness has determined right now that you speak your mind.
No.
His views,
you know, there's a point talking to this guy because he doesn't even know what consciousness is.
No, because you don't understand what you're saying. You're in a paradox.
Tell me what you understand by consciousness. Go on.
Okay.
Scientifically speaking.
Okay, well, I'll give you what we think we know so far, right? So we have two aspects for the brain here. So we have signals coming up from the bottom, sensory perception going into the brain, and we have predictive information coming back out of the brain. So what we think consciousness is that predictive process. So these there are two different frequencies, so they can be measured. So there's two frequencies. There's frequencies coming up from our senses, okay, bottom to top, and we've got top to bottom, which is our predictive based on past experience coming back. And we know this because we can do tests where we can fool the brain with the senses, and yet it will go with the prediction. So the
what
brain
prediction?
So for instance, there's a test, it's a great little test I saw the other day, where they you have your hands on the desk, okay, and they put a fake hand, so you can't see your own hand, right? So that's off to the side. And they put
one they hit with the hammer?
Well, you're coming to that, but they have two hands and they stroke your hand that you can't see and your hand, this fake hand. So your brain predictively thinks that this hand is your hand. And when you then stab or thump with a hammer, as you said, the fake hand, you react because you really think you've hit your real hand. And that's because your predictive consciousness feeds the truth, your truth, not your sensory perception, which is what they always believed. I mean, until like late in the 90s, they believed that it was all about sensory perception from the bottom to the top. And it's only in recent times that they believe.
Is that how you define consciousness? Seriously.
That's what neuroscientists at the moment have got.
That's not consciousness.
Well, you're going to deny
that. I'm not denying
I'm
that.
Giving you the best bet we got.
No, no, you have just given me an experiment of how your mind perceives things. But that doesn't define consciousness.
Ask him to define it.
Okay, is consciousness material?
Ask him to define it.
Yes, it has a material aspect, yeah.
Which is what? Which matter is that?
Well, we can see these. What we can do is.
No, which matter is it?
What do you mean?
Which matter from chemistry is it?
In the brain.
Yeah, which one is it?
We can see them.
Which is it a chemical? Is
you
it
a.
Is it. Well, you mean matter, it, matter. It,
matter, yeah, matter.
No, which
yeah,
matter
yeah.
is that determines your consciousness?
I don't know.
Exists.
My head, but since we can see it in the brain, we can monitor it.
You can see consciousness.
Yes, because when people are in a vegetative state, we can see completely different.
I don't think you
reactions.
Know the meaning of consciousness. You're telling me of
I
the
think
activity.
You're giving me your meaning.
No, no. You're telling me about the activity of the brain. That's all you're telling me.
But that's all we got.
That's not what consciousness is.
That's scientific. That's
oh
all
my
we got.
God. He doesn't know what consciousness is.
Yeah, because you want to invent.
No, I don't
some
want to
religious
invent.
Consciousness.
No, it's not a religious. I'm telling you, if you think.
I'm giving you my best shot there.
If you're telling me that.
It's how you understand it.
If you're telling me that consciousness is how your brain activity functions, then you don't even know what consciousness is.
No. what you're saying is your definition is different. Fine. You can have your definition.
Okay, so can you give me a scientific definition that everyone agrees to of consciousness?
No, that's ridiculous.
Why not? Science defines everything.
No,
science defines an atom.
You define it.
If something is material, science defines it.
You're saying I've got to give you a definition that everyone agrees with. That's a ludicrous thing. Even scientists don't agree.
Okay, so you don't have any scientists agreeing with the definition of consciousness?
Oh, sure, there's a lot of agreement, yeah.
Give me one definition.
They think it's this predictive nature of the brain. That they think that yields predictive. You know, this prediction yields consciousness.
So you're saying that...
They used to believe it was to do with checking.
So you're telling me a child... Who has a brain?
They're not sure about babies.
Hold on. A child, I'm not talking about babies. What age is babies for you? 2 years and younger?
No, newborn babies, I'm saying. They're not sure.
I'm talking about older than
right.
Two.
Okay.
So say a toddler. Do toddlers have consciousness?
Well, this is it. There's a problem here because they can't. No, don't laugh. Because seriously, it's an ethical issue. We can't test.
Look.
We can't
if test anyone
on
tells
toddlers,
me, like,
right?
If anyone tells me consciousness is material, then they need to tell me what it's made of.
Brain matter.
I'm not asking you what your brain is made of. I'm asking you
what
consciousness
is. No, it's made of the same things. It's in our brain. You're saying it's something
that's
not.
He doesn't know what consciousness is. Honestly, he doesn't.
No, you want to give a different.
I thought you were, you know, honestly, you let me down because I thought you were someone who was learned and someone who would be able to tell me what consciousness is.
He tells me what the brain is.
If anyone says that consciousness is matter, they got to know what matter is made of.
Gravity doesn't exist either, presumably.
I'm asking what gravity is.
We don't know what that is, though.
I'm asking
but we
about,
don't know what it is.
I'm shouting.
I'm asking you. Doesn't exist.
I asked you if consciousness is material. And
you
told
said
me yes.
Like,
and then when I asked you what matter is made of, you don't have a definite
answer. Because I can't give you a definition.
But don't make up
the definition of gravity.
Don't speculate if you don't know.
Not a speculation.
Anyway, I think I've made my point clear. Not giving up.
I'm telling you that
if you don't know what consciousness is, go study and come back and we talk. Okay? But it's not the brain.
We should shake hands.
It's not the brain. Yes? I've no problem shaking hands with you.
No, of course not.
But the thing is,
it was a good discussion.
Look, at the end of the
day,
if you don't know, there's nothing wrong in us going and studying it. Okay?
Look,
trust me, if you find a scientist who says that consciousness is material, you come and bring to me that particular scientist.
All neuroscientists
thesis.
Believe that.
Bring his thesis to me.
All neuroscientists right? believe that.
Is material that they think is material?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Bring me a scientist who's credible and who says that consciousness is material.
It's been that way since Descartes. Nobody's denied that.
No problem. Alright, thanks guys.
It's external.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Vegard and I'm a Norwegian Muslim convert. I'm working with the Dawah organization IslamNet to establish the Deen of Allah here in Norway. We give Dawah and present Islam to the Norwegian people. Isn't that great? To be more efficient in our Dawah, we are establishing a first of its kind Masjid and Dawah Center, where we will have Islamic programs, classes, lectures and education for non-Muslims. I am so grateful to Allah for having guided me to Islam. Sadly, I am the only Muslim in my family. It hurts me that my parents haven't accepted Islam yet, and I ask Allah to guide them. But it also gives me a special drive to work for the establishment of Islam. I don't want anyone to miss the chance of becoming Muslim. Maybe my mom and dad become Muslim one day thanks to you. If we can establish this center, I could bring my parents to come and learn about Islam in our native language, which is a challenge today with the mosque here speaking Somali, Arabic and Urdu. The Prophet ﷺ said that the Muslims are like one body. If you can feel my pain, would you please help me relieve it? You are now my new family. Click the link and donate to establish this masjid and share in the reward for the message of Islam reaching the corners of Norway.